Now it's time for part two of In the Moment.
Time for shout outs, baby. Let's go.
You might feel a little hopeless and broken, but don't you quit. Cause I swear to God, you probably even closer than you think.
I want to ask y'all a serious question. It's serious, but it's not serious, but it's serious.
Okay.
I saw a video. Now, the video itself is nasty. It's horrible, actually. Mm-hmm. But y'all know how these guys, they do the YouTube stuff. They jump from the buildings, jump from building to building.
Parkour.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, it was a guy who jumped, and his chute didn't open. True story, serious. He passed away, unfortunately.
Oof.
And they showed it, which I hated. I hated seeing it, right? But they showed it. It was all over Twitter. I was like, wow, this is nasty. But here's the part I didn't think about. When I went into the comments, I saw a debate. And I thought it was an interesting debate. If this is your friend, your true friend in real life, and this is what y'all do, you post all of your friends' successful jumps, mm-hmm. because that's what you're supposed to do, obviously. That's how y'all get lit. If your friend passes away from a failed attempt, that's obviously the most views his account and his family will ever get.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all getting paid, if it's monetary off of views, that's the most he's ever going to make as his friend. Do you post that video?
Mm-mm. Nah. Mm-mm.
Y'all don't post it?
Nah.
Because I saw a lot of people in the comments saying that, but then I saw other people saying, why would he not want you to post it? If this is what he did, this is what he loved to do, then technically he died doing what he loved doing. And I just thought it was interesting. I'm like, I don't know if anybody else would ever cover this topic, but I do think this is interesting because most of the time, the daredevils will tell you, Post that.
No, I don't want that posted.
Y'all wouldn't post that.
That's just like when we went, what was it, paragliding or whatever that was?
Yeah.
If I fell out of the sky, you better not post that.
No, that's different, though, because that's not what we do for a living. Of course you don't post that.
Right.
You're just an idiot if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if this is what we do, you understand what I'm saying? And you literally make a living off of posting all of your jumps, and let's say you got a son.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that post of where you met your demise mm-hmm. is going to make your son a quick $2 million as your friend. Like, you got to think about it like this, right?
But then your son is going to also be able to go back and look at that for years and years to come.
That's tragic. If it's not being posted with a cautionary tale. So if I know I do something dangerous for a living, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, say I'm a skydiver, right? Professional skydiver. I take people out every day. And they have videos, right?
Right.
The only way I would say, hey, post this video of me is if I'm saying use this as a cautionary tale of things that not what not to do. Like, say if I missed a step, I did something wrong, this is how it's going to end you up, dead. You know, like, if it's...
Post it if it's going to help.
If it's going to help others in the future realize what not to do. Don't post it because you're trying to make a quick buck off of my death.
I respect that.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
Even if it's, and I'm just throwing scenarios out there, even if it's not for you, like you not taking the money as a friend, you giving that to his son. Because that's the only part of the conversation I thought was interesting, is that the friend was justifying it by saying, like, he's made a lot of money off of this video and I'm giving it all to his son.
But, okay, so think about this, right? That money that's made, right? Because they say money can't buy you happiness. So they say. Imagine the money that's made can, yes, benefit the son, but what trauma is going to do, what damage is that trauma going to do from that video being out long term?
I'm with you on that.
Is it worth the money or is it not? Because you could take that money and spend it on drugs to numb your pain of seeing the trauma of your father passing away.
I don't think it's worth it.
See, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Like we talked about, you got to ask your friends, right? Because God forbid any of these situations happen. But we talked about if you find out that your friend's significant other's cheating on him. And you know for a fact, we all said, because I asked both of y'all, I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing to talk about. I want to know. 100%
tell
me.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to be pissed if you don't tell me, right? In a situation like this, if that's what I do, I'm a daredevil, and I make money off of my post, and God forbid something happened, and now that post is going to get 4 times the looks, and now my son or my daughter could get a couple quick million off y'all posting that, I would want you to post it. Honestly, I would. It doesn't because I'm dead. It don't do nothing to me.
It doesn't. That's the thing.
I wouldn't want my kids to see it.
Right.
But damn, I wouldn't want my kids to make a couple million. I don't know.
See,
and then imagine, you know, you're in.
They're gonna see it.
You can't stop the kids from seeing anything online anyway nowadays. I feel like
exactly. So do you want that traumatic video out there?
Yeah, you're right. That might not be worth the money. I see the point.
Imagine you're in school and then, you know, your friends are laughing at you and they're like, oh, there go Johnny Splatterface over there.
That's wild. Johnny Splatterface is insane.
Johnny.
Yeah.
This is exactly why, ladies
Johnny
and gentlemen.
Johnny Dad Splatterface right there.
You immediately know which one of us does not pod on the usual. Because there was no place for that right there.
There goes Johnny Splatterface Dad
How
right there.
He keeps
there.
Saying it. Keeps...
How do you think Johnny, who has the mom, Miss Bussett open, feels when he has to go to school and his mom's as the OnlyFans.
Whew.
You see what I'm saying?
Damn.
This is the life. We don't think about this, but these kids that are growing up nowadays, these are the things they have to live with.
Yo, man, your mom's, man. Woof. I saw her old vintage videos, bro. She was busting it open.
Right. Little kids fight over that.
Yeah, man.
Those are fighting words.
Like that.
It's a tough life.
Let's get down to business, baby. Let's go.
So Trey Songz decided to take... Did you see the pictures he took?
No.
You didn't see him? Mm-mm. I'm tired of him.
What pictures did he take?
He did the same exact thing that Chris Brown did with the fans. The sexy pictures.
He trying to bite off Chris?
Is that not biting?
Yes.
That's completely biting, right?
Chris was the only one to ever do that for the extra VIP fans, and he did that a long time ago, so why is Trey trying to do that now?
That's what I'm trying to ask. Like, why would he do that and think that we don't remember when Chris did it? Is he down this bad?
Yeah.
You gotta come up with your own little thing.
He could have done that in his prime.
Yeah, before the allegations.
Yeah.
He's never gonna beat him now.
Nope.
So it ain't just me. That was corny.
Mm-hmm.
All right, say less.
Who's next?
Is LeBron James in the doghouse?
Yes.
You think so?
What happened? I'm lost.
Oh, you didn't see what happened on International Women's Day?
No, what happened?
Catch him up, Katie.
All right. So on International Women's Day, LeBron James was caught at a... Was that a game? That was
yes,
a basketball
that
game,
was that
right?
a game. He was sitting courtside.
He was sitting next to Susie and Elizabeth. I don't know who these two women are, but apparently... I don't know who the women are. No, these are known women, though.
They were. It's the owner of the Lakers, and okay. I'm not exactly sure who the other woman was, but I'm pretty sure she's a prominent woman in the organization.
Yeah, so he's in the middle of them, his legs crossed. He's sitting
Jeannie Buss was one of them.
Okay, there we go. He's all comfortable. One grabs him on his little arm, like, did he touch you like this? Did you like this, right? Anywho, she grabs him. She's talking to him. What's such a chocolate man, right?
It was a lot of touchy-feely going on. It was.
It was so much touchy-feely. Of these two women, they're just engaging in conversation. And from the clip, you can see him mouth Happy Women National Happy Women's Month or something like
you
that.
You can't mess that up as a woman, number one. You can't. You can't stumble on it. You stumble on anything else, Katie. Okay, this is your whole month. Did you see me do that for Black History? Did you, what is happening
It was
here?
A mouthful.
No, you really speaking in tongues. No, he got the right shirt on today. All right.
Whatever. He wished the women a happy month, right?
You know, happy month to y'all. Whatever
and they're like,
it is.
Oh, thank you. And so it's just the way that they were engaging with him in touchy touchy Philly that I personally feel that if I was his wife and I saw that, I'm like, why'd you let them touch you like that?
Now I saw it split in the comments. Now, to add context, as we mentioned, it was Jeannie Buss. I'm not sure who the other lady was, but I know they both play important roles in LeBron's life. Mm-hmm. And they're both married, from
yes,
what I know.
They are married women.
So I'm sure to them it was like, what are we talking about? But
innocent.
A lot of people just don't like when you be touching on a significant other. So ironically, the next time we saw a picture of LeBron and his lovely wife, Savannah, who was never to be played with,
mm-hmm.
Savannah's face said, oh, so now you a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You the first one to complain about when they touch you on the court. You crying foul.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't cry for one foul.
Mm-mm.
When them two women was licking you up and down, and you never said stop.
Look at Key. He's watching it now.
Yo, Key, they was wilding. He's watching the video.
Oh, now you
Key,
see.
Is it a lot of touchy-feely going on?
It's a little bit much.
Would you blow the whistle as a referee?
Yeah, it's a little bit much, Bron.
See?
So you think those pictures are real? You really think Savannah's not rocking with him right now?
No. Not right now.
He's
now.
In a doghouse.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big-ass expensive doghouse, though.
Yo, look.
No, we've seen it.
I mean.
We've seen it. He got the shades on.
So are you telling me? Oh,
look, no, he flexed his bicep when she touched his arm.
And no, really, LeBron, you just do so great things. Oh, well, you know, I'll be out here just, you know.
Yeah, that boy looking exactly how Magic Johnson looked in them documentaries. Okay. I'm just saying, this is how I started. All right, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Who's next?
Yo, Shaggy, somebody need to talk to Shaggy for ruining my childhood.
That man is, he all right with me now.
Why? Because it's not his voice?
Yes.
Y'all all know the Shaggy song, It Wasn't Me.
Mm-hmm.
Said she saw me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Even saw me on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
This guy, when he starts doing the part on that song, where he go into the voice, how it sound, Katie?
To be a true player, I gotta know how to play.
My whole life, I thought that's how Shaggy sounded. Here's Shaggy speaking the truth about his real voice.
But I got this voice by mocking drill instructors in the military. Because in the Marines, the drill instructors would go, "Hey, boy, drop and give it 20. Let's go, boy." And I would mock them as a form of joking because it motivated, you know, your platoon.
Now, Katie, explain to me what the hell that was.
All right. So, you know, honestly, when I was in the Marines and how I got that voice, that's the most professional. And I realized I've never heard Shaggy actually fully speak.
Never.
This man does not.
Nothing like that.
Nothing like that song at all.
So it really wasn't him. All these years.
No.
He is fake as Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Why did he lie to us like this?
Well, he tells you why. Like, he just imitated that man's voice and thought it would be perfect to do songs.
We got to do one now.
Mr. Bombastic.
I can't believe it's fake.
Mr. Bombastic.
It's fake. We got to make a song
now. Mr. Lava Lava.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, girl. Mr. Lava Lava.
What is that?
Isn't that the voice?
They're called Mr.
That's
Bombastic.
Giving Lilo and Stitch.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
No,
you
it
did
needs
it right,
stitches. It's, no, it's go, not it. I'm done with them. I'm done with both of them. It is them, but it wasn't Shaggy.
Who's next?
Yo, somebody owe Cat Williams an apology. I'm dead ass. A lot of y'all owe Cat Williams an apology. Shout out to the Virgo gang. Cat Williams, one of the most popular comedians in the world, especially after that Shannon Sharp interview, mm-hmm. went crazy on everybody. He said he read 1,000 books a day. I don't remember. Something outlandish. But the man said he could run a four. I don't remember what he said. I think he said a 4.5.
4.5. Yeah. I think it was 4.5.
And he's really out here running. He's running, Katie.
They timed him.
And what he ran, a 4.8, 4.9?
4.9.
At his age, that's impressive.
Great. Mm-hmm.
And the sneakers he had on, I never wore those, but they said that they heavy as hell. They about 5 pounds. If he would have wore some regular Nikes or something, he had on some like Prada sneakers or something that they said are mad heavy. I don't know. He probably trying to stunt on y'all. But it was impressive.
He was booking it.
He was booking. I think a lot of people owe Cat Williams an apology. Mm-hmm. I was genuinely impressed.
He's a quick little guy, that Cat Williams.
I know. What y'all think y'all would run a 40 in today, right now?
Seb.
Excuse me?
No.
Katie Hayes.
Seb. Hey.
You ain't say no seven.
Seb.
It's going to take you seven some seconds.
Maybe six.
To get 40 yards?
I don't know.
I can see a six. I can see a six. I can see a six.
Okay, maybe a six.
I can see a six. I'll give you a six.
Okay.
I'll give you a six.
I said give myself 4 seconds.
What?
Excuse me?
You think he can?
4?
Yeah.
Plus what?
4 seconds. I can do it in 4 seconds.
A four what?
Four, just four.
Four flat?
Yeah.
Even?
Yeah.
Key, you can't run no damn four. Is people in the NFL right now, Key, the greatest athletes in the world, they can't run a four flat. What are you talking about?
I could get close to it.
You're a liar.
They said the same thing about Cat Williams.
Yes, okay. That's true.
Okay, hold on.
They
said the same thing about Cat Williams.
There's no way he's dead ass.
Does he not?
Key, don't do this.
I'm serious.
Because do you know who we are?
Let's film this.
We will take you to
right
a field,
now.
Bro. We'll take you to a track.
Let's go right now.
Key, you can't run a four flat. Stop.
I could do it in these sneakers right here.
He got the right sneakers on. But.
No, you can't. You cannot run a four ever. I know you. You is no way.
He'll run forever.
All right, four. You heard him. We all heard him here first. You going to run a four flat, Key?
I'll get close to it.
Now you get close. What's close?
Like close?
4.5, somewhere around there.
Oh, now you want
to. You ain't running no 4.5. I ran a 4.45 in my prime at my best. I know you ain't running. If you beat me at my prime today, I will quit radio, comedy, and podcasting. This will be the last episode. If y'all never hear this again, that means his ass got close. Okay? I'm saying it right here and right now.
I get close to 4.56, somewhere around there.
Okay. All right, we'll see.
Close to it.
It's time now for the note of the week.
For who this may concern, I just want y'all to know, you got iPhones. If the misfortune were to take place, God forbid, if something happened to you, you have to think about what happens to your phone. This is a thing, okay? It's like wheels. We don't want to talk about it, but we should as adults. Have either of you thought about, God forbid, it will never happen, and it certainly won't happen within the next 100 years, but when your time is here, what happens to your phone?
Mm-mm.
Somebody has to get up in there.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
If you do not have, I'm telling y'all this, okay? Hear me out, because both of y'all nasty. Apple, yes. You too, Katie. Apple has something called the Legacy Contact. Are y'all familiar?
No.
So I'm telling this to all of the nasties out there. This one is for you. There's something called the Legacy Contact. It's a true story. It's in your settings. You can Google it. You can set it up to where, God forbid, something happens to you. You have one person that's your legacy contact, and that is the only person who can go into your phone and get anything out of there that may be needed after you're gone.
Okay.
But if you do not put somebody in there, then they just going to give it to the next person that had your phone.
No.
And for most of y'all, that's your significant other.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm dead ass. I'm not playing.
Wow. So all those videos are DG.
Yes, all through your joints. Because who's going to get your phone? Like, who do you think, God forbid, with the chances, like, who's the person that might find your joint?
I would hope it would be one of my kids.
I wouldn't hope that, Key.
Oh, my God.
That's what, but you see what I'm saying?
Daddy!
Yo, you really want them to go do it?
Dad!
They start seeing busted baby. Oh, yo. That boy, Key.
Nappies. Busted.
Yo, Key, do us all a favor. Do us all a favor and please put somebody in that legacy contact, okay?
I definitely will.
That's for whoever needs it.
Hey, y'all. It's Katie here from The Bird Show. Pride unites us all, and so does Atlanta United. That's why I'm giving you the chance to win a spot in The Bird Show's Pride Night Suite in celebration of Pride Month. That's right. Join me and The Bird Show crew on Sunday, June 2nd, as Atlanta United takes on the fierce rival, Charlotte FC, with kickoff at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We need to beat Charlotte, so we will be loud and proud. Believe that. Oh, and by the way, did I mention Atlanta United is giving away a one-of-a-kind Pride-inspired towel, plus a $5 donation to Lost and Found Youth, an Atlanta-based nonprofit that provides services to the LGBTQ plus youth, which is included with your Pride Night ticket pack. Remember, to enter for your chance to win a spot in The Bird Show's Pride Night Suite, head over to thebirdshow.com. To guarantee your tickets and Pride towel, go to atlutd.com and click the promotional packs tab for more details. Can't wait to see you all there June 2nd at 4:30 p.m. Together, we are Atlanta. Atlanta United. See you there.
Serious note of the week.
Two quick points on alcohol. I don't want to stay here, but I do want to get these messages out because they are important. Number one, Key, you sent me these articles of the Buckhead situation where a lot of men are being drugged. Is that right? In Atlanta, and then people are robbing them or taking advantage of them.
Well, you know, yes, I sent you the article, but you already know my take. I stopped going out because I was drugged before in Atlanta.
Right.
And then I think may have been drugged again recently this past weekend.
I was with you.
And it wasn't fun.
No, so I mean, this is true, man, because this has happened to me twice now. Mm-hmm. And I've spoken about it before on this platform and on the big show where it happened to Katie and I a while back. And it happened to you and I, Key, recently. And those are the only two times in my life I've ever been blackout. I don't black out from drinking. That's never been a thing of mine. So the first time it happened with me and Katie, and it happened to both of us on the same night. Katie and I have been out many a nights, never blacked out, never experienced anything like that. I don't think that was a coincidence. And just when I thought maybe it was us, like maybe, because we had one drink that night, right?
We did. And that was the, I think that our only saving grace is that my best friend was with us.
Yep.
And she was sober. Yeah.
Yep.
Because she ended up being our designated driver, but she had to tell me what happened that night. She had to say like, yo, like y'all were just weird. She's like, y'all walked away. Y'all got a drink. Y'all came back to me. By the time y'all came back to me, y'all were both weird, slurring your words, saying things that didn't make any sense. And it would have given that we had to drink like a ton and we didn't. And then for that night, I know that for me, we dropped you off. And I don't know what happened after we dropped you off, but I know that she said,
I don't either.
I had to go pee. I ended up falling in the bathroom, stumbling. She had to try to bust the door open to get me out. She took me to my ex's place. My ex said that night when I was dropped off, I was just in the living room, just butt-ass naked, staring at the ceiling, just for no reason. And my ex had to come out there and be like, are you good?
Because
I was just acting unusual. I was unusual behavior.
Out of character.
And then I found out that the next morning you had your own situation after we made sure you got home.
Trail of clothes. I woke up and thank God I was in my own bed alone, because I really don't remember how I got there, who took me home, how I don't remember any of that. And I just remember walking out the door and I saw all of my clothes like everywhere. Like it was pretty clear that as soon as I got in the door, I just started taking everything off, throwing it. Like it was just, so I didn't, I would text you today, but at that time I wanted to text Katie like, yo, what happened last night? But I was like embarrassed. Like, I must have showed my ass somehow. And it took for Katie to go, yo, I really don't remember much in the night. And then that's when I'm like, wait, you too?
Mm-hmm.
And I knew something was wrong. And the same exact situation happened with Key and I recently. We had one drink at this spot, and that was it. It was one drink.
It was one drink. And before we get into that, it happened to me before back in the summertime. I had went to this spot late night to get some wings. They didn't have wings. I ordered a drink. Hadn't drunk anything. My drink comes, lady comes next to me, she drops something on the floor. I clearly saw that she dropped, like, money. Mm-hmm. But I said to her, excuse me, miss, you dropped something on the floor. I went back to my drink. Before I could take a sip of it, she taps me again. And she's like, a real man would have got down there and picked that dollar up. What do I look like to you, punk? And I was just like, well, mm-hmm. if you don't want the dollar, leave it. Somebody will pick it up. Go back to my drink. Take one little sip off of it. It tastes like bitter and kind of grainy.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes real funny.
Mm-hmm.
Through the grace of God, I saw somebody that I knew who walked in. I ended up walking out with them. I only stayed in the place for like 15 minutes. Get in my car, driving up the highway, everything's fine. And then all of a sudden, it hit me. And it was like, I said to myself, damn, what kind of drinks was they making up in there?
Whoa.
And next thing you know, I'm swerving all over the highway. Instantly, I knew I was drugged, got off, circled around, made sure nobody was following me. But long story short, I ended up waking up the next day at 7 p.m. in my garage.
P.m.?
P.m.
Wow.
Crawled out of the garage into the house, the whole house spinning. I was down for like a week. And the dangerous thing about being drugged is I heard that in some instances, it can mess you up mentally.
Yeah, I've heard the same.
And you can't come back from
that. You have to be very careful, man.
And then, you know, we went out this past weekend.
Same situation.
Same. We had that one drink and can't remember anything.
And it's wild how both of our memories connect at the same exact time period, which was before that drink.
Because
I had to go to Key like, yo, what happened after that drink? I don't know. And he woke up on my couch. And I'm like, what happened last night? We both sitting there trying to piece it together. And I'm like, fam, that's never happened. We done been on vacation all over the world.
Yep.
Done drunk way more than that. So it just didn't add up. It didn't make sense.
And I was sick for like 2 days. Actually, I was sick until I couldn't eat anything until like Monday night.
Yeah.
I was messed up really bad. And not to mention how I woke up on your couch.
Yeah.
Like my shirt was up here over my head.
Mm-hmm.
My stomach was out and I just had my two fingers.
Just Mr. Bombastic.
I had two gun fingers.
Yeah, boy, he had the paper guns just in case somebody come up in here. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even know he was there. Scared the shit out of me when I walked out. What the hell is that? But genuinely, I say that to say y'all going out having a good time, man. I think this is happening everywhere. I don't want to just put this on Atlanta or Buckhead. I'm sure this is happening in a lot of different places, but be very careful, especially if you go out by yourself or if everybody in your party is drinking. You just got to be careful with these drinks because this is a real thing. This is really happening.
I almost feel like it's not safe to go out by yourself. Like, it's probably want to be with like a couple of people.
It's not.
Because I heard through the grapevine that this is a thing.
No, this is a real thing.
That, you know, this is a thing. And that at first they were only targeting women, but now they're targeting men.
To get the money.
To get the money. Somebody I know, I was just talking to them about this. They said that their boyfriend, you know, they made it to their car. They went out, had a little time. They went out to their car. The boyfriend said, I'm going to go pay for the ticket. He went to go pay for the ticket, and he disappeared. He wasn't drunk or anything. Something was put on the car door handle of the driver's side. He opened up her side to let her in. She gets in. He goes to the driver's side. Whatever was on the handle, he got it in his...
Wow.
He went to go pay for the thing, and he disappeared that night. She didn't find him until the next day on, like, a park bench or, you know, in somewhere. He had been robbed, you know, all of that. So
watch your surroundings.
Yep.
Definitely don't go out by yourself, and just be aware. If it doesn't feel right, if it doesn't taste right, it's probably because it's not right. And before we leave this topic, while we're on alcohol, you remember when we went, I don't remember where we were, but we thought we were getting fake alcohol because it was weird that we drank that whole bottle and neither one of us felt drunk at all.
Was that in this country?
We was out the country.
We were out of the country, yeah.
You remember that?
I remember that,
And we was, like, talking about it, like, some wasn't right about that. Katie, we drunk, an entire bottle. They brought us a whole bottle, and we had looked up at some point and realized the bottle was gone.
Yeah.
Between the two of us, there's no reason we should drink a whole bottle and still be looking for something to drink.
Right.
So we knew something was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Kai Sinai, I think that's his name, was in a different country. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly where he is, but it happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he had a whole bottle. They brought bottles and they was passing it around. Nobody felt drunk.
Yep.
I think that's also a thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you travel into these countries, they will certainly give you a full bottle of Agua Amigos. Mm-hmm. like for real.
Well, a little sprinkle.
Yeah. So if you feel like them shots ain't hitting, there's a reason.
Right.
So if you traveling or if you're going out with your people, just two things to be aware of.
I just feel like, you know, I feel like there needs to be some accountability, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, we got to figure out what they doing first. That's the problem, because they doing it on the sneak, and you got to catch them. You got to be able to prove it. That's always the tough part.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get into the beefs of the week. Katie, let's talk about this women's college basketball fight. Who was it, LSU?
It was LSU versus South Carolina Gamecocks.
They
right?
were really out there scrapping.
Oh, they were.
Wait, what's their names?
Who? Which ones? That was scrapping?
Yeah, the Who Cocks?
Gamecocks.
Who cock is it?
Gamecocks.
What mascot is that?
Pause.
Big pause. But it's women's basketball, so technically not.
And also for men's, it's South Carolina Gamecocks. That's their.
Excuse me? You just keep saying it like I'm still uncomfortable.
For South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, right?
Yes.
Their mascot is called the Gamecocks.
Their mascot is a cock?
Pause.
Wait. Wait, how? Okay, because you keep saying it like you like.
Because everybody knows about the Gamecocks.
Katie, wait a minute. You mean to tell me all of these students sign up to go to this school to become cocks?
Pause.
What? South Carolina Gamecocks.
That's the cock?
Pause.
Wait, that's an animal?
Yeah.
It's a gamecock?
Pause.
Yeah.
Wait. Anyway.
Pause.
Wait. So the LSU girls got in a fight with a bunch of cocks?
Pause.
This is what you're telling me?
Yes.
For real?
Yes.
Wait. Oh, come on, man. So if they got jumpers, then basically they're the stroking cocks?
Pause. All right.
All right, tell me what happened in the cockfight.
Pause. Pause.
All right. Okay, so as you're hearing this recording, right? Last weekend was the SEC women's basketball tournament, okay?
So why were there cocks there? I'm so confused.
Pause.
Go ahead.
But,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I don't know why South Carolina wanted to be the Gamecocks for the Gamecocks, all right?
Uh-huh.
All right?
Yeah.
So basically, it was a head-to-head match.
It sure was. It sure the hell was. You better believe it.
There's a flag on the play.
Boy. Pause. Hey, all them fans is, you know they only fans of the Cocks.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
With two of the best college women's basketball coaches, all right? Dawn for the South Carolina.
I know Dawn Staley. She's the ball.
Gamecocks.
She's the head of the Cocks?
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
All right. And then you got I don't even know how to say her last name, but Kim Mulkelly.
All due respect if we got it wrong, Queen.
Kim.
Yes.
For
Kim.
LSU.
Yes.
And if those who know Angel Reese plays for LSU.
We know her.
All right, so if you know her, associate her with Kim.
Both of these teams are nice. Like, mm-hmm. They both really good teams. Okay.
Yes, they are. And Dawn, she's always bringing her teams back to back. They've won multiple championships. Same with Kim. It was the perfect rivalry.
All right.
And it got up to the fourth quarter. And then in the fourth quarter,
Kim. Well, it's
no,
not Kim?
Not Kim.
So you don't know anybody's name?
I do, okay, but I
wait.
Forgot.
No, because you're... Wait.
Her name is hard to pronounce. Oh she's God. From Brazil. She's 6'8".
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, that's, okay, yes.
She's 6'8". She plays for the Gamecocks.
Is she nice?
Yeah.
All right, she played for the Cocks.
Cardozo. There we go. Camila Cardozo.
Got right? it.
In the game before, leading up to that match, she's the one who shot the winning three. Like she shot the game winning three.
Nice.
And it was perfect. Her family was like flown out to see her because she's an international student.
Is she the best cock?
Pause.
I'm just asking questions about the team.
She's one of the best players.
She's one of the best cocks?
She's one of the best players on the Gamecocks, right?
Okay.
So in the fourth quarter, okay. How do I say her name? LSU, the one with the brother.
That's you struggling with her name too.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it.
What's her initials? Just give us initials, Katie, because you are going through it right now.
I don't know. Oh my
God. You are really struggling with the Cocks right now.
Their names, they got some names on them, boy.
Yo, I just want you to announce one women's college basketball game. I would pay whatever it costs to hear you just sit there in the booth.
Johnson.
Okay. Okay.
See, how you say her name?
I don't know what that is. Key, what's that? Fallujah.
All right. Johnson, right?
Yes.
Gets in a little tussle with a teammate on South Carolina, right?
Got it.
Then that's when Cardoza, who plays for South Carolina, she's like, don't be pushing on my teammate like that.
What's
and
up
she's
with
6'8".
Yeah.
So she pushes her.
Yeah.
And then it turns into a scuffle between
she
LSU.
She pushed the smaller girl, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Between LSU and South Carolina, right?
Right.
Now it's a little scuffle and everybody out there, bop, 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 bop.
That part is normal. We see fights happen in basketball games. This the part that's not.
Now, what wasn't normal is that Johnson's brother decides to hop down three rows from the stand, gets on the floor to basically push Cardozo.
He jumped over the scorer's table the same way that basketball players do after they win the finals.
He leaped.
Yep. And the same way homie did when he was in the courtroom and he was trying to get to the judge.
Yep. And it was like, woohoo.
Yes.
And then he saw he's half that woman's size.
Yo, he jumped out there on the court and realized they a lot bigger right next to you than they are from the third row.
He was like, oops.
Yo, Key, your boy ran out there, jumped out there, and it stopped in his tracks.
He was like, oops.
He said, oh.
Uh-oh.
Hey. He started struggling with her name like Katie did. Her boy started stuttering at the mouth.
So he was happy that cop came. He was just like, yes, take me away.
He went with the cop.
Get me out of here.
No, he escorted the cop out.
Get me out.
Yo, hey. Oh, we go this way? That's a big girl, son. Which way we go this way?
You hold her back.
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't worry about it. Oh, my God.
Oh,
that was amazing. That goes to show you, if you're not an athlete, keep your ass in the stands. They a lot bigger in person, big dog.
Stay away. But at the end of it, they ejected like half the bench on one team, half the bench on the other team, so they can't play in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So they got to play without a lot of players in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I know. But what I really appreciated is how both of the coaches handle it in the press conference. Uh-huh. So when they hit up Kim, it's like, well, you know, how do you feel about your teammates getting in this fight? Kim was like, I wish she would have picked on somebody her own size. I wish she would have picked on Angel. Right?
Yeah.
That's what she was saying. She's like, because you picked on the wrong
on the smaller
team,
girl.
The smaller one, and you need to pick someone your size. Right. So at first, like, I get that as a coach.
Right.
But the way Don came up there, because South Carolina ended up winning the game.
Right.
And Don came in up there, and she said, you know what? On behalf of this whole team, I apologize for the way we behaved.
Mm.
We shouldn't have behaved like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is not how we are supposed to act. This is not what I expect of my team. And she also went and talked to the players on LSU and was like, you know, y'all did a great job. Like, she handled it with a different level of class.
Got it.
Whereas, like, I know we showed our ass, and we shouldn't have showed our ass, but we'll do better.
Got it.
Where Kim's like, nah, pick on somebody your own size. Yeah. What's up?
I get that, but at the same time, if I'm bigger than you and you run up on me, I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Now, my only question from this point is, you did an amazing job covering that. Will they play each other in the tournament? Is it possible?
It's possible.
It's possible.
It's actually possible.
I need that game to happen.
Oh, me too.
Oh, I can't wait. Yo, Key, you going to come with us to watch the Cox?
Stay tuned for another episode of In the Moment with their host Mo and co-host Katie.